The following podcast is sponsored by Dr. Batty's Asthma Cigarettes, the cigarette that relieves asthma symptoms. Not recommended for children under the age of 6. Hey everybody, Ethan Uselin here. Welcome to a special edition of the Carolina Shout, recorded and performed live in my living room here in Charlotte, North Carolina. And today is Mardi Gras, so I'm going to play some New Orleans jazz. But first, please open up your hymnal to page 136 for Just a Closer Walk with Thee. Amen, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Please be seated. Close your hymnals now. Our church service is over, and it's party time. Thought I'd play the New Orleans classic known as the Tiger Rag. But first, you know me, I gotta give you the story behind it. The Tiger Rag was first recorded by the original Dixieland Jazz Band in 1918, and it was a smash hit. The original Dixieland Jazz Band was a white band from New Orleans, and they credited themselves as being composers of the tune. However, the great New Orleans pianist Ferdinand Jelly Roll Morton, who is not a member of this band, also claimed to be the originator of the Tiger Rag. Jelly Roll claimed that he took the chord changes from an old French square dance that was popular in New Orleans, and he jazzed it up. He added the trademark bass crashes and said that people remarked that it sounded like a tiger, and that's why he called it the Tiger Rag. And he demonstrated all this and played it the original way and then the jazzed up way on a recording for the Library of Congress in the 1930s. So, who really wrote it? Jelly Roll or the original Dixieland Jazz Band guys? Well, when Nick LaRocca, the trumpet player and leader of the original Dixieland Jazz Band, when he was asked about Jelly Roll Morton being the true composer, he said that such claims were, quote, lies concocted by a bunch of communists who received money from Russia and the NAACP. So I'm going to go out on a limb and say that Nick LaRocca was full of swamp gas. I can think of one person receiving money from Russia right now, and it ain't Jelly Roll Morton. Nick LaRocca is generally credited as having absorbed the music of black New Orleans musicians, and being white himself, he was able to record it and become very successful in the early days of jazz. But his career faded soon after that, and he did not leave us with a body of recordings that show us that he was some kind of super genius. He left us with a couple classic recordings. I mean, he was a talented guy, but he then went on to spend much of his time saying racist things and claiming that he was the true inventor of jazz. Now, Jelly Roll Morton, on the other hand, also bragged about being the inventor of jazz, which is probably an exaggeration, but he left us recordings where his music is absolutely astounding, and not just his solo piano playing, but the fantastic arrangements he made with his jazz band. So if the proof is in the pudding, the recordings are the pudding, and Jelly Roll seemed to have more creativity in his pinky toe than Nick LaRocca did in his whole body. So to me, it's totally plausible that Jelly Roll Morton was the true originator of the Tiger Rag, and Nick LaRocca just took credit for it and called anyone who disagreed with him a communist. So that's my take on this whole kerfuffle. Let's get to the music. I present to you The Tiger Rag by the great Ferdinand Jelly Roll Morton of New Orleans. Thank you. Well, that was the Tiger Rag, famous for being the Clemson University fight song, also the LSU fight song, also the University of Missouri fight song, and Grissom High School in Huntsville, Alabama's fight song, and Slayton High School in Slayton, Texas's fight song. Probably a million more schools where the mascot is a tiger. And now I think it's time for a smoke break. I'm going to have one of Dr. Batty's asthma cigarettes because, you know what, I have asthma, and I find that smoking these cigarettes really alleviates the symptoms.
I'm just wild about Dr. Batty's asthma cigarettes. I can't live without Dr. Batty's asthma cigarettes. When I've got a cough or a wheeze, just one puff and I feel at ease. All I crave are some Dr. Batty's asthma cigarettes. Flavored vapes will not do. I hear they explode sometimes. To keep your asthma symptoms at bay, smoke a dozen packs a day. Dr. Batty's asthma cigarettes. I love you.
Oh, it burns. It burns. Oh. Dr. Batty's asthma cigarettes, available in stores now. And if you go to drbatty'sasthmacigarettes.com and type in Carolina Shout, you'll get 10% off your next order. Well, I got one more song left in me. I'm going to play Do You Know What It Means to Miss New Orleans? That song was by Eddie DeLange and Louis Alter from 1947 and became a hit when it appeared in the movie New Orleans from that same year. It was performed in the movie by Louis Armstrong and Billie Holiday. So how could it not be a hit, right? All right, here's my rendition. I'm not feeling it. Hold on a second. Let me get in the zone here. Nothing's coming out. Hold on a second. You know what? I have to really, really, truly, deeply miss New Orleans to play this song. So, you know what? I'm going to go through my old photo album because I've been to New Orleans before when I was a kid. I was 7 years old. Let me get the album out. Oh, here's a nice picture that brings back some good memories. Yes, I remember walking down the street with my family, and we were hearing music, bands were playing, it was wonderful, and there were street performers, and there was this guy on a unicycle, and he was juggling fire, and then he saw me, he got off his unicycle, and he said to my parents, "Hey, can I borrow your kid?" And the next thing I remember, I was sitting on his shoulders, whizzing around the square, as he was on his unicycle, juggling the fire, and I was just loving it. And I remember seeing the look on my parents' faces, this look of horror that I've never seen since. What a wonderful memory. All right, now I can play it. Here it is. Do you know what it means to miss New Orleans? So that was Do You Know What It Means to Miss New Orleans? And I feel that I am uniquely qualified to play that song because I do know what it means to Miss New Orleans, because I've been there once when I was a kid. I loved it. And I'm ashamed to say I haven't been back since. So I need to make some travel plans. I'm going to go call my travel agent. Kate, why don't you run the credits? The Carolina Shout is produced by Ethan Uslan and Kate Uslan and is secretly funded by the Kremlin. Ethan plays the piano and runs his mouth like a Chatty Cathy doll. Kate sits quietly at the computer, editing the podcast and pondering the meaning of life. The Carolina Shout is grateful to the First Baptist Church of South Charlotte for donating the hymnals. In return, we will be donating to them 12 crates loaded with Dr. Batty's asthma cigarettes. Thanks to my parents for taking me to New Orleans when I was a kid, and I'm sorry I tried to feed my sister to the alligators at the Audubon Zoo. Thanks for listening, and feel free to tell your friends about this podcast and to rate and review on iTunes. See you next time.